The play begins with the same words of the story it was based on.
This time last year, I was plotting to kill a man. This time last year, I had a gun, a silencer, and a plan. I'd staked out the man's tract home in the Denver suburbs. I had followed him to and from his job in a high-tech office park. I was confident that I would get away with murder because there was nothing in recent history to connect me to him. Homicide investigators look for motive, and mine was buried 25 years in the past.
The article, called Stalking the Boogeyman, was written in 2003 by David Holthouse, and it was true. When Holthouse was 7, he was violently raped by a 17-year-old friend of the family. Holthouse kept the secret for a quarter of a century, and if his parents hadn't found out about it, he would have killed his rapist in 2003. But that's not where this story ends. In 2011, Holthouse recorded Stalking the Boogeyman for the radio essay program This American Life. Marcus Potter says he remembers the first time he heard the story as if it were yesterday.
It was one of those moments that just, you know, really paralyzed me. I was driving and listening to the This American Life podcast, and I truly had to pull my car over the side of the road and just digest what I was taking in.
Potter, who was an actor in New York at the time, read Holthouse's originally published story from the Denver Westward.
I was awestruck and just had this rush of, I need to do something. It was a call to act. And then I started seeing the story and thinking it just needed to be told. It needed to continue to be told to a wider audience.
So he got in touch with Holthouse. Now, this was in 2011, about 8 years after the story had originally been published. It wasn't the first time Holthouse had gotten a request for the rights to his story, but to Holthouse, Potter's request was unique. Here's Holthouse.
The fact that he was calling from the theater world and not from Hollywood was immediately one point in his favor. And as soon as I talked to him, I was sold, because instead of telling me what a great story it was and what and talking about its commercial value and how well it would sell, his first point in trying to convince me to let him do the play was, this is a story that can help a lot of people. And that's the reason that I told the story on This American Life. And as soon as he said that, I was like, all right, I can work with this guy because he gets it.
Potter says since he and Holthouse talked on the phone a year and a half ago, he's been working nonstop to put it on stage. Originally, he planned to find a playwright to get the play together, but the process took so long that Potter decided to write it on his own, collaborating with Holthouse on each draft. Potter says it was the story that urged him to act.
Never thought I'd write at all, never had the desire to. This was just my desire to get this story told.
Now, a year and a half later, the play, also called Stalking the Boogeyman, is in the midst of its world premiere at NC Stage here in Asheville. And next year, it's headed to an off-Broadway production in New York. When Potter was looking for a place to stage the first production, he heard about NC Stage Company and called Charlie Flynn McKeever, the artistic director for NC Stage. Flynn McKeever read the script, listened to Holthouse on This American Life, and knew he had to do the play.
Asheville audiences just are really game for challenging and interesting and authentic kinds of experiences, whether it be, you know, getting a beer or going to the theater. So I talked about that, and Marcus thought we'd not only be a good theater company for it, but it would be a good community for this play.
Flynn McKeever didn't end up just hosting the production. He even took on one of the main roles, the Boogeyman, Holthouse's rapist. NC Stage held 2 performances of Stalking the Boogeyman before Holthouse himself came to see the play. He traveled all the way from Alaska. It was the first time he saw his brutal childhood trauma played out. Holthouse, an investigative journalist, says it used to bother him that his most well-known story was the one he wrote about his own rape.
I really do have a sense that a lot of people have been helped by this story. And it's hard to say that without coming off as self-aggrandizing, and I don't mean to, but just from the number of people who contact me, and just even more so from the number of people that I know are out there, just knowing how many people maybe feel a little bit less alone in their own experience, No, I never wished that I hadn't come forward with the story.
When I spoke to him, it was barely 12 hours after he had seen the performance, and he said he was still processing his reaction.
The play has surpassed my greatest hopes for its quality. I think that it's incredible. I think it's incredibly moving. There were a lot of people in the audience who had tears in their eyes as they were leaving. I was watching the audience carefully throughout the play, and they all seemed to be reacting to it in a powerful way.
Seeing the play has even altered his own perception.
I was asked a couple times in the past to come and talk to pedophiles, basically, about the effect that my own experience had on me. And I've always refused. And if I get another request like that, though, I'm going to accept it and go and talk to them, because so that also came to mind when you asked me who I'd like to see this play, is I think that they can stop if they want to, some of them, and to just put the damage done, put that right in their face, I think could have some value. That was one thing I woke up this morning knowing, is that if I got another request like that, I would accept it, that I do have something to say to those people, other than I wish you were dead.
And ultimately, that's what this story is about. Not sexual violence, not murder or cover-ups or secrets, but about honesty. Just as Holthouse wrote to his rapist in a letter,
"I don't want your blood or your money, I just want one uncomfortable conversation."
Performances of Stalking the Boogeyman on NC Stage run through October 13th. For WCQS, I'm Greta Johnson.